The war drags on. But looking ahead to the days of peace, Tom Fosdyke, as the result of a chance battlefield encounter, has signed an agreement between Fosdyke's Tripe and Schmidt's Sausages of Berlin. This dangerous document now lies securely in his father's bedroom safe. Tom, having temporarily lost touch with his new partner, has just received a posting as guard at a POW camp behind the lines. Air Ace Albert, however, is in deadly danger from his own station commander, the cowardly Roger Ditchley, who's seeking to close his lips forever. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
What's the hold up, Grimley? We've promised delivery of this curried tripe to the Gurkhas by Monday. And if they don't get it, they'll be attacking Manchester instead of Mons.
Sorry, Sir Joss, but this curry powder is so potent, the lads can't breathe in here.
There's a war on, Grimley. We all have to make sacrifices. I've given up me racing pigeons. Surely you lads can give up breathing. Or at least go on short breath.
I'll have a word with them, Sir Joss.
Joss!
What is it, love? I'm busy.
Joss, I'm frightened. This has just arrived.
It's not a bomb, love. Open it.
Oh, no, Joss. I've never opened a telegram in my life. I hope nothing's happened to Tom or Albert.
Give it to you, woman.
What is it, Joss?
Regret to inform you, your son Albert, head injury, returning home.
Grimley, come in here quick and bring a glass of water. Lady Fosdyke has fainted.
I told you that curry powder was too strong.
It's not right, you fool. It's our Albert. He's been wounded.
Oh, Joss, where am I? Oh, Albert. Joss, is he...
Calm down, love. He's all right. He's walking wounded.
I bet that Ditchley had something to do with it.
We'll soon find out. We've got to meet him off the hospital train arriving at Salford Central at 2 o'clock. I'd better leave now.
I'll come with you.
No, love, I don't think you'd better. You've had a nasty shock and you don't look up to it. You need a rest.
I should be there, really.
No, no, I'll have him home quick as a flash.
Perhaps you're right. I'll not come.
No. You get off home and start cooking dinner. He might have brought a few friends with him. Why aren't you at the hospital?
Oh, they've sent a dozen of us nurses down to meet this train. It's going to be full of... Oh, Father! Is that why you're here? It's not Tom, is it? Or Albert?
It's Albert, love. Oh. But I'm sure he'll be all right. They told me he's walking wounded. See if you can help me find him. He'll have his head bandaged.
Father, there's hundreds of head injuries. I hope his hasn't affected his memory. There's been a lot of cases of amnesia.
Loss of memory, eh?
Yeah.
Then I know where he'll be.
Where?
The inquiry's desk. Come on, Victoria. Hurry.
All right.
And change at Bradford for the through train. May I help you, sir?
Pardon?
I said, may I help you?
What? Oh, yes. Could you tell me who I am, please?
I'm sorry,
it's
don't...
It's all right, madam. Let me deal with this. Take his arm, Vicky. Come on, Albert.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Albert.
I'm afraid I don't know you, sir.
I'm your dad, lad, Joss Fosdyke.
You must be mistaken, Mr. Crossdyke. I don't...
Albert, surely you recognise me. Your sister, Victoria.
I'm sorry, young lady. I'm confused.
Take him to the tripe works, Dad. Maybe the familiar sights, sounds and smells will gently stir a half-forgotten chord in his memory.
Good idea, Vicky. Let's get him to the van.
That's it. This way. It's not working, Father. Take his head out of the vat before you drown him.
Oh, Vicky, nothing seems to be working. I've dusted him with Gurkha curry powder, hung him up in the scalding shed, even let the girls in the slashing rooms loose on him. That brought a smile to his face, but it did nothing to his memory.
I'm afraid, Joss, this is a mother's job. He needs loving care and long, patient nursing.
You could be right, love. On the other hand, I think another crack on the head might do it.
Put that tripe shovel down.
Leave off, woman. I'm sorry, lad, but it's for your own good.
Very well, Mr. Crosspike.
Joss, you might fracture his skull. You're upsetting. You don't know your own strength.
Here, lass, you're right as usual. I'd best have a trial run. How was that? Hard enough, Becky? Becky? Becky! Carry your mother out to the van, Victoria. We'll be with you in a minute.
All right, Dad.
Ow!
You're Fosdyke, the new arrival, aren't you?
Yes, Sergeant.
Right. Well, I'm just going to do prisoner's roll call. You report to me right afterwards and I'll tell you your duties.
Right, Sergeant.
Oh, by the way, there's a letter for you.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant.
Right, all the prisoners in, bugler. Altenleck, Arsvogel, Bruckner, Beethoven... Breitner,
Bruckner. Oh, it's from Dad.
Beckenbauer.
Dear Tom, all is well here. Hope you are the same. Vicky is nursing at St. Olaf's, and Albert is shooting down a German plane a day. Regarding your news about our future business partner, you know who, I am enclosing a standard agreement for his signature. Get it signed at the earliest opportunity and keep it with you always until your next leave. I don't have to remind you that this is a very delicate and confidential matter. Mother sends her love. Look after yourself, Dad.
Why does he always have to put Sir Josiah Fosdyke in brackets? Now, let's have a look at this contract. An agreement between Fosdyke's Tripe and Schmidt's Sausages Berlin, whereby... Oh, this is ridiculous. Helmut could be anywhere. In this camp alone, there must be 20,000 Germans. How can I find out if he's here? That's it, roll caller at the S's.
Schana. Schmidt.
I'll just drink me tea and go up to Albert's room again.
Joss, you've been hitting him with that shovel for a week and he's not getting any better.
It's getting me down, Becky. I don't know what's wrong with him. He either sits here saying nothing or walks round the streets for hours all night.
What's to become of him, Joss? It's so depressing. I mean, he calls me Mrs. Fosdyke.
Well, at least he's getting your name right.
Yes, but Mrs. Fosdyke, his own mother.
Hello, Mrs. Fosdyke, Mr. Crosspike. I'm just going out for a stroll.
But Albert, it's getting late and... I don't like it, Joss. Look, 6 o'clock and he won't be back till 2 in the morning. He never is. What's going to become of my poor sick boy?
We can only hope that he'll gradually get better, love. And look on the bright side. At least he's not violent.
I suppose not.
I'll get an evening paper. Here, boy, give me a paper.
Salford Strangler strikes again. Fifth woman found. Police mystified. Paper, paper.
In episode 7 of the Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. Miriam Margulies was their daughter, Victoria, David Threlfall was Tom Fosdyke, and N. Reitel, Albert Fosdyke. Trevor Cooper was the sergeant, and other parts were played by Sally Grace and Nick Maloney. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.